Kyle Chisholm, Unadilla, 12-7, good ride in the second moto. Got a good start finally.
It was a little better. I got to start off by saying I just had to pull a dog hair out of Mathis's microphone.
But you've never pulled them out of your goggles.
None in the goggles. We're always good there. No, it's okay day. Qualifying has sucked this morning. It was pretty muddy from all the rain yesterday. So, but we all got to ride it. But I sucked in qualifying. I was like 19th, I think. A little different strategy on the start this weekend. I can't let you into my secret, but
Work first one.
I was like 10th or 12th, something like that. Okay. I was around top 10, which is like a whole shot for me. So I was around top 10 or so. Went off the track the first lap. Actually, right where Alessi went off the track. I was only a couple behind him, so see, Steve, it had to be a decent start.
Right, good point.
Anyways, went off the track, but I was still okay. Not sure what place I was in, like first or second lap. Went through a little muddy section where it was still kind of wet from in the morning, tried to get by a couple guys, and lost the front end, went down. Of course, going down the beginning, I went to like 30th place, you know, going down, and wasn't the easiest track to kind of make up time on and do stuff because it was pretty wet, but caught up as good as I could, and got up to 12th, which wasn't too pumped with that, but I rode good. Second moto, got like a 9th place start, which again was like a whole shot for me. It was better. I got my way up to like 7th, and then I think James went down, so I was 6th. So I was up to 6th, and then a little after halfway, Josh Grant, my teammate, got by me. I rode a little tight, kind of in the middle, kind of tightened up a little bit, but got by me. I kind of picked it back up a little bit, and it was good. So not sure of the overall. I think maybe 8th or 9th, something like that, but progressive weekend. So Brayton's not too far ahead of me in points, and I made up. Wish I would have went down.
Boys, he stunk it up the last 2 weeks. I'm going to go find him.
Yeah. No, he's like 25 points ahead of me before today, and gained a little bit on him. Wish I would have went down and gained a little bit more, but I got 4 more motos to get me up to, I think, 7th. That'll get me 7th in points. So, just keep working at it and get me some better starts and, yeah, keep working at it.
The rain that came yesterday and then the track, it made the track ruddy, and I was talking to JT, and he said it's really gnarly. You've been coming here for a long time. Do you agree?
Yeah, that was the gnarliest I think I've ever raced here.
Yeah.
And my first year was like 06. Did the same thing. That's when they had the Saturday qualifiers and poured rain. The 250s didn't have to do it, but the 450 guys I had to ride was like a complete mud. Like they're barely making it down and up. Screw you. And it was really muddy, and it turned out really good the next day. But obviously, it was even a little bit more wet than that year. And definitely, the ruts were like 2 feet deep and just all the way down the straightaways. And something I normally actually struggle with in that kind of conditions, because opposite of sandy or stuff like I ride at home and what I grew up racing. So I was happy with how I rode in it, and definitely a gnarly one.
Last question for you. You've been battling some handling suspension issues with your bike, dialing it in, and I was thinking to myself, this might not be a good track because of those issues, lots of head shake ruts and bumps and all that. But do you feel like you've got a better handle on it near the end of the season here?
Yeah, no, the bike has gotten better. I actually haven't changed it at all since the second moto at Millville, which I got like 8th, I think, in that moto. And been aside from like a fall or something today, which I was still 12th, you know, pretty much top 10 every moto, which I should be, and get myself close to the top 5, and haven't had any changes. It was awesome at Washougal. It was decent last week at Southwick. It seems to be working better for me on the hard pack stuff right now, which is weird because the sandier tracks are usually better for me, but you know, the bike's working better on the harder pack stuff. So keep working at it. It's tough, you know, being on a new bike this year. You know, people may not think about it, but you know, I've only been on the bike for 7 or 8 months, and outdoor start, and it's like starting all over again from scratch, you know, from Supercross, and it's tough getting comfortable on it. Though it sucks we only have a few races left, but hopefully get things worked out, and definitely like to stay on the bike for next year, and we'll see how it goes. But getting used to it and getting better every weekend, sucks it's almost over though.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, thank you.